Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He came to testify to the light, to prepare a people fit for the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Once when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. John will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn their hearts towards their children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God chose John the Baptist to prepare the way of his son. We thank the Lord that also as a disciple of Jesus, we also share the same mission like John the Baptist to prepare the way for Jesus. As a matter of fact, many times many people come to the church, come to learn catechism just because they see the Christians are really living with heart, with love, unconditional love with one another. So they were touched by this. So and many times we prepare the way of Jesus not by our speech, but by action, but by our prayer. John the Baptist, when he was baptizing in the river Jordan, Jesus came along or wanted to be baptized by him. Of course he refused. But Jesus asked him to do so. He was so humble to do the service for the Lord. As a matter of fact, also two of his disciples, John and Andrew, also followed Jesus. John is the one who offered everything for the sake of the Lord. of a disciples, even of a slave. He was persecuted because he speak the truth against the king. John Baptist is the one who shed his blood for the sake of the Lord. Let us follow the footsteps of John Baptist, always with strength, with courage, to witness the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray so that John be in our life, be part of light for us to follow Jesus step by step.